What is up, everyone? This is Title Zone, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. We're here for another episode, guys. My name's Nyx, aka Chubby Mamba, aka that's the last AKA I'm gonna use today. Beside me,
my name is Kelvinator, or the Kelvinator, yeah. AKA soon to be your mom's favorite podcaster. And AKA if his DMs ain't open, mine is. So sorry. Yeah, so before we introduce our guest, no? Nagkaroon ka ba ng mga alagang hayop?
Before? Yes. Pero nakakatawa kasi alam ko most commonly pag inasabing pets. Dog, cat. Sa akin, guys, turtle. Pero ng pagong. Medyo dark story yung nangyari sa kanya. Share natin mamaya.
Valid and, naman. Legit.
And hamster. Kasi like parang sa school, laging kailangan mag-hamster.
Yeah, yeah,
meron
hamster
pa tayong promo oh. Na binigyan kami ng hamster. Parang problema papauwi. But yun lang yung experience sa pet. Oh, and the goldfish actually. Mga goldfish. Mga fish. Sa'yo ba?
Wala, aso lang kami. And hamster, third year. Which was, napamahal ako rin sa hamster na yun, pero kinain siya nung pusang, ano, ng kapitbahay namin.
Ganyan din nangyari sa pagong. Pero, saka natin. No? But yeah, the reason why is our topic for today, very interesting. And we're very excited kasi we're gonna be talking about animals. Pero hindi animals kasama natin ngayon. Actually, we have here the founders of Mommy Key, the pet super app. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Joff and Pebbles from Mommy Key. What's up, guys?
Hi! Welcome. We're from Mommy Key, the super pet app. So, when we introduce ourselves, lalo na sa mga pitching competition, I would say, I'm Mommy Pebbles.
And I'm Daddy Joff.
Guys, kilala nyo na who's your daddy.
For recall
yeah.
pa.
Yeah, that's
and pet owners, diba? They're yeah, sometimes called parents.
Fur moms,
right?
So, and also yeah, fur moms and fur dads. Yeah. And in our parlance nga, parent.
Parents.
Right, yeah. But so you are the mommy and daddy of the pet world, but you guys have your own pets also.
Yes, yes.
Sino-sino natin?
Moki. So ang pet namin is Moki. He's a Yorkie, Yorkshire Terrier. So, and that is because, you know, Yorkies are hypoallergenic, and you know my wife kasi has allergies,
mm,
and yeah, that's the reason why Yorkie yung pet namin is because yun nga hypoallergenic siya, which means yung buhok niya parang buhok ng tao.
Ooh.
So kaya hindi siya
naglalagas.
Oh, yes, yeah. Wala siyang shedding. Yes, oh, wala siyang
nice,
shedding
nice.
Or very minimal shedding. Mm-mm. Pero yun, it doesn't affect my wife because yun nga parang tao yung buhok niya.
The way you manage the hair din niya ba is parang tao din? So, dapat
yes,
regular yung mga...
Yung combing. Tapos, chine-check din namin if may dandruff. Tapos, natural yeah, pag may mga, di ba, may mga insects.
Possible. Kasi human like eh. So, pwede yeah, siya magka-dandruff.
Yes. Correct. And even with the diet din kasi minsan that triggers yung mga ganong complications sa skin. And even the environment.
Right.
Tsaka ang maganda dun, kasi allergic nga yung wife ko. So, yung si Moki, yung shampoo niya, shampoo ng wife ko. Imagine that. Bro, ako, I'm using Head and Shoulders. My wife uses an
shout
expensive
out,
shampoo.
Hi, Doc Veralio.
Yeah, my wife.
VMV hypoallergenics.
Yeah, VMV hypoallergenics. So, yun din yung gamit ng aso namin, dude.
Wow.
Mahal yun.
Shout out sa mga shampoo na nabanggit, alam nyo na. May, pag ganyan yung DMs, open yan sa akin.
sorry, yung Mommy Key galing sa pangalan ni... Moki?
No.
Actually, it came from another Yorkshire Terrier of the family whose name is Mommy Key.
Yeah, Maki.
Okay.
Maki yung name niya. But nung nagkaanak kasi siya, ang
pinawag
is Aki. Aki uh-oh, sa Bicol means anak.
Okay.
So, yun. So for them to have, kumbaga magkaiba, parang maging magkaiba sila, Mommy Key yung tinawag kay Maki.
Mm-mm.
Nice.
So, okay. Mommy Key has been with the family for 14 years.
Oh.
So, talagang matagal. As in, naabutan ni Mommy Key na mag-jowa pa lang kami. Tapos, nagkaroon na kami ng anak.
Yeah.
And apparently, yung anak namin, kahit very curious, during that time, 2 or 3 si Magnus, no? Kahit sinusundan-sundan niya si Mommy Key, hinihila yung paa. Hindi siya pinapatulan.
Yeah.
Eh, si Mommy Key, may ugali yun na kapag may bagong tao, talagang bawal kang gumalaw sa pwesto mo. Bawal kang tumayo, bawal kang umalis. Tatahulan ka talaga niya. Pero yung anak namin, never, ever niyang tinahulan.
Love niya.
Yeah.
Pet,
think,
pet senses that eh.
Oh, I think she knew na baby natin si ano.
It's either that or super tanda niya na kasi. I mean, 14
years,
that's multiplied by what, 7, right? So
but I think she really loved Magnus. Yeah. Yeah. Oo. Kasi super close.
Shout out
to Agnes. Hi, Nak. So, si ano din kasi, si Mommy Key, she would sleep sometimes in a room dun sa legs ni Joff.
Mm.
So, talagang very close sa amin. So, nung nagkasakit si Mommy Key, tapos January 2022, middle of the pandemic, during that time, may surge nun eh.
Mm-mm.
Nung nawala siya, basically, that really sparked the idea and it was really parang an inspiration to us to create something because we felt during that time na parang ano pa kaya yung pwede sana nating nagawa? Pwede pa kaya nating napahaba yung buhay ni Mommy Key? Parang may ano, di ba, may, grabe yung loss. Just a story, no? When we were at her wake, because meron ding mga funeral services for pets, yeah. Limited lang yung pwedeng pumunta dun sa wake, dun sa lamay. Ano. Tapos naka-video call kaming lahat. Tapos nag-iiyakan lahat sa cellphone. Talagang parang, alam yun, a part of your family has really, naluluha ba rin?
The love was there.
And in fact, when we lost Mommy Key, parang it was also a difficult decision for us if we will be taking parang another dog to the family. Kasi parang pinag-uusapan nga na, baka ka tayo kukuha para lang may, di ba, parang may someone na papalit, ganyan. So, we wanted to be fair to the next pet. So, right. Yun, medyo matagal yung decision making natin to get another one, di ba?
Yeah, actually, this year lang. This year lang. Mommy Key, went to her creator last January 1, 2020. Imagine, that's a new year. Mm-hmm. January 1, 2022. And this year lang kami
nag-decide for it. Yeah. But we went into, parang we went into NGOs. Kinonsider namin lahat ng options.
Mm-hmm.
Para, alam, may spark kasi. Parang, I don't know. You had pets before, but ewan ko, or baka ako lang to. Pero I'm sure a lot of pet parents, a lot of parents could relate. May spark.
Yeah.
Sabi ko nga nung isang beses, meron kaming first soft launch ng Mommy Key the Super Pet Up sa Animal Con, di ba? Mm. Merong nagbibenta ng mga dogs. Merong isang dog doon, feeling ko may spark. Mm. Kaya lang, nung tinignan ko yung tag, 400,000.
Nawala yung spark. 400,000?
Nawala yung spark. It's a bully. French bully.
Oh!
French bullies are expensive. Sabi ko, feeling ko destined na eh. Pero nung nakita ko, 400,000.
Yeah, hindi pong hawakan niya.
ay, okay na pala ako. I'm good.
Oh, kasi I even went back to our stall. Sabi ko sa kanya, Daddy, feeling ko ito na. Tapos nung pagtingin ko ulit, 400,000. Okay.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Sorry, the story of yung creating Mommy Key, that app. So parang in some ways, yung gana nyo and yung passion nyo, yung drive nyo, parang you're honoring eh. You're honoring Mommy Key.
Yes.
Naiisip nyo. Yes. Ang ganda. Like, parang the legacy of Mommy Key, the pet, lives on.
And there were a lot of times in our startup journey that we would ask ourselves, parang diba, Daddy, sinasabi ko sa'yo, who would have thought that because of Mommy Key, we will be in CNN Philippines, the final pitch?
Yes.
Parang who would have thought that we will enter an accelerator program with one of the biggest funders and investors in the Philippines? Yeah. Which is Kaya Founders Manila Venture Program. So, and who would have thought na kaming dalawa would really enjoy the startup journey amidst all the ups and downs. And really, we are really trying to stick to it and be persistent with what we believe could really help the pet industry and pet community in the Philippines.
Aww.
So, minsan nakikilabutan din kami.
Feel ko ano eh. Like, di ba, parang binless kayo. Parang, ewan ko ah, like wala na si Mommy Key pero dyan siya, di ba?
Totoo.
Yeah. Pero alam nyo, it's ano eh, there's a funny story behind that. No? Kasi, Mommy Key, the Super Pet App, is actually not the first idea that we had. Oh. Not the first tech idea that we had. So, of course, you know naman guys, nagkasama-sama tayo dun sa, ano, no, sa isang organization before. Uh-uh. And that organization really, you know, exposed me and gave me wisdom when it comes to tech. No? And during that time, may first baby kami na platform. Mm-hmm. And it's not even related to pets. It's a purchasing solutions.
So back end.
It's MPS. Corporate, yeah. It's called MPS. Magnus Purchasing Solutions. Yeah.
Okay.
So ayun nga pala, pinakita mo.
Oh, 'di ba pinakita ko sa iyo, bro. So it's a corporate purchasing solutions. However, you know, in a sideline siya because of number one, we don't have funding, so we've been bootstrapping it. Number two, it's hard to tap yung mga partner vendors and all, no. So yun. So tsaka yun nga the ultimate challenge when you're starting a tech startup is the partner developer. No, so dun ako medyo nahirapan kasi of course wala kaming funding, so we went for a freelancer.
Right.
And then from one freelancer to another. Yeah? So yun, so hanggang sa medyo nawala yung motivation dun in all. Pero during that time, I really am thinking of a lot of things na. And of course, employed yung wife ko, employed ako. So hindi ko sinabi sa kanya to, itong Mami Key. Mm-hmm. So talaga na pitch ko na sa kanya, what if ganito, no? Kasi si yung kapatid ko, nag-open siya ng pet shop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the problem that she had and she is still having right now is hindi siya makahanap ng groomers. So sabi ko sa wife ko, bakit hindi na lang ang gawin natin is gumawa tayo ng platform wherein lahat ng groomers atin binubook. Diba? And then from there, doon nag-grow yung idea.
Mm-mm.
And this was around late 2021.
Right.
Late 2021. So yun, hindi ko sinabi sa kanya kasi syempre gumagastos kami doon sa purchasing solutions. Alam niya naman, wives are budget officers, right? So yun, pipigilan niya ako for sure. Pero you know, I really saw na parang walang ganun eh. Wala pang ganun, no? So bakit di natin gawin? So ayun, alaman niya na lang may gumagalaw na and all. So ayun. So and then yun nga.
So pailalim mo.
Yeah. Medyo palihim 'to nagsimula. And then you know, she saw the market, she saw the potential. So, you know,
ano na feel mo nun, vibes na?
Actually, ever since meron kasi kaming alam yung feeling na we can offer something big and something meaningful to the world. Yeah. Parang I don't know if that is too idealistic or we think too highly of ourselves, but we always felt, no, Daddy, that parang God will not give us all of these downloads, ideas, gifts and talents and blessings, opportunities, people around us. Parang he won't give that to us if we weren't meant to create something powerful and meaningful in this world. So palagi kaming may ganong gut feel. And I think kaya medyo yung appetite namin for risk, appetite namin to really venture into something new. Nandun eh, nagkaka-level kami. So siya kasi every time na naliligo siya, paglabas niya ng CR, meron siyang pinipitch sa aking bagong idea.
The final pitch, job edition.
Yeah. No, as in.
Shower cuts.
So ang role ko palagi is to pace everything, to really make sure that our idealism meets reality. So actually nung na-bring up na nga na let's push for this super pet app. During that time, wala pang pangalan yun. Ano yung pinapropose mo sa aking pangalan?
Pet Malu. Pet Malu, bro.
Ayos naman.
Kahit tingnan mo yung unang domain, may Pet Malu sa dulo. Yeah.
Oo, talagang, as in, di ba may ako yung approving authority kasi siya yung nagpo-propose, di ba? Pero talagang, I have to tell this, that I think every opportunity that came along our way.
Okay naman yung Pet Malu, di ba?
Oh.
The problem is, ang sinasabi lang niya, you know, those who have pets and spends dun sa mga pets nila are, you know, di ba, may certain class, may certain level. So kung Pet Malu yan, sa palagay mo sasagutin kanila,
sabi but to package your answer, no, ang sinasabi ko lang sa kanya, we have to understand our market better. So if this is our target market, then we have to speak their language.
That's true.
So nagkataon I also got a scholarship sa AIM. Habang nag-undergo ako ng program sa AIM for masters, dine-develop namin yung app. So automatic na na-apply ko yung mga natututunan. Plus, nasa tech world na kasi siya. So there, after that, I think all of the things that happened along the way were really, parang it was really God-given. Kasi kwento mo, Daddy, yung sa, ano, yung sa soft launch natin. Mm. And hindi pa ready yung app. Oh.
Pero bago ko ikwento yun, syempre, ang dal-dal natin, di ba? Baka
may tanong. Hindi, okay.
Ito, gusto ko kung ano, malaman kasi.
Ah, sige, sorry, sorry naman. Ika-cut-cut nyo naman to, di ba?
Hindi, okay lang. Maganda, maganda. Ate, naiisip nyo na yun eh. Next.
Sorry, nagdedirect na rin daw.
Sige, kasi di ba, Jeff, I know you, ano kay? Parang finance person ka, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
And Pebs, how would I know, you're an EA? Tama, you started out as an EA?
Oh, actually, I'm really a development worker. So, ang background ko talaga is developing campaigns for NGOs, government, ganyan. Yan talaga yung strength ko. Tama. And sa foundation, di ba?
Oo, yeah. So, doon ko nga talaga magaling. So, organize ng mga bagay-bagay, no?
Oo. Yeah.
So, ano yung, can you share more yung story nyo na how did it start? And ano yung naging light bulb moment nyo ba? Para it mag-transition kayo from working sa other employer or other company na mag-start ng sa inyo.
Mm-hmm. Well, it actually starts with the need, eh, 'di ba? So kami kasi we always believe na employment really is not the way to go, no? So you know,
we're very much thankful for our jobs.
Course,
thank
yeah,
you, Lord.
Yeah, super super thankful with our employer, super thankful with our jobs. But you know, if we really want to achieve something, then we have to, you know, go out of our comfort zone,
right?
And you know, we have to do something that we never did before, no? So we are never scared of, you know, entering into a new venture. Mm. Yes, and we always thought na we've been exposed enough for us to, you know, to maybe succeed with whatever kung ano man yung ipupursue namin, right? And it just so happened na yun nga, I've been involved with a tech company. Pangalanan na nga natin yan, Sprout, kay Alex.
Kasi,
mga Sproutlings din eh. So,
hello.
Na-expose ako sa Sprout eh. And then, I saw the power of technology. To share with you, when the head of recruitment of Sprout called me before, I was really hesitant to even go for the first interview. Number one, because the office is too far, no? So I was working during that time 15 minutes away from our house. So ang hirap bitawan, no? From 15 minutes babalik ka sa 2.5 hours one way, right? So and then number two is I know that technology is, you know, it's there already, but I really didn't know that you can earn with technology. So ito yung first time na na-expose ako with technology. So nung na-expose ako, so ang dami kong naiisip na, pwede nating i-automate to, pwedeng ganito, pwedeng ganyan. Kung may ganito, mas madali yung buhay natin, di ba? And it starts with a pain point there, right? So yung pain point namin during that time is yun nga, sa corporate purchasing solutions, kaso na sideline yun. So yan, and then this one sa pets is a legitimate pain point as well.
Yeah.
So yun, doon nagsimula, but yeah, I am a finance person. So I've been in the finance industry for the past more than 13 years of my life. So basically we have the same years of experience. Eh.
But you have always been a visionary, as in nakakakita siya palagi ng brilliant ideas sa mga nakikitang pain points and opportunity areas, kumbaga. And I told him, I think with Mommy Key, this is an integration of all our expertise and experiences
and passion
in life, because his strength, katulad nga ng sinabi niya, he's a finance person, he's a CPA by profession, and he's also in a tech company. So ako naman, I've been in the development space, started with the government, and then I headed an NGO, so Yes Pinoy Foundation, and I'm very proud of what we've done. And after that, I also joined a team na magkakasama din tayo.
Yeah,
a logistics startup.
Dami
actually,
pinagsamahan pala.
Tech logistics startup. So yun naman, logistics experience naman. And I think I've always been in charge with handling operations, making sure that everything will work out together, right? Leading teams. Mm-hmm. And we felt that with Mommy Key, the Super Pet app, yung combined experiences on finance, tech, logistics and development, they all came in perfectly together.
Yeah.
Nice.
Plus the social aspect of it. yes. Which is yun yung forte niya.
Oo, yeah. Sabi ko sa kanya, I really wanted to have my imprint in Mommy Kida Super Pet Up. So, apart from, later I think we will be discussing more about, diba, the features. Pero mm-mm. we really wanted to highlight partnerships with non-government organizations, right. Offer the platform to them for free so that we can help in their fundraising activities. And then we also want to help promote suppliers of pet products that are sustainable.
True.
So and organic. Nice. So yun yung mga hinahanap naming, alam mo yun, yung mga bagay na sa tingin namin very much aligned to who we are.
Yeah. Kasi lalo na no offense to NGOs or ano, like alam kong minsan hirap siya sa tech eh. Like hindi ganun ka-advanced like yung mga websites na nakikita natin, 'di ba? Like so you're providing that para okay, wag na kayo ma-stress, 'di ba? Just on board here, we can help you
with your e-commerce, growth, yes. Explore yes. e-commerce.
Exactly.
Plus we support their advocacy. So, right. Yeah.
Ayun na nga. So, guys, kung hindi naman obvious 'to, paulit-ulit sinabi, husband, my wife ganyan. Obviously, they're together, no? They're married. And guys, no, so give us a quick ano lang, look into the dynamics. Syempre, hirap, 'di ba? Sino ba talaga boss dito?
Yeah.
Paano ang ano niyo? How do you
wala
manage
silang boss?
Good. Sige nga.
Hindi si Joff.
Well, you know, yeah, ako gusto ko sagutin niya. Ano, si Pebbles kasi, she's the president of the family, no? So, yun talaga, it's very clear. Presidente talaga siya ng pamilya. But with Mommy Kie kasi, you know, ito yung isa namin na ano na pinag-uusapan, no? Kasi there's a book that I read. I just forgot the title, no? But yun nga, may book ako na nabasa na. You know, you cannot put two in a box. Mm. You have to have a clear line between your roles. Kasi at the end of the day, someone has to be accountable with all the decisions that's happening, right? Mm-mm. And in that ano, for Mommy Kie, that's me. Okay, so I am the CEO. I am deciding on things, and of course Pebbles, being the operator that she is, right? Wala na akong masasabi pa doon eh, di ba? Na the vision, I give the vision, I give the direction. She strategizes on how to operationalize it, and also she gives opinions, comments on that direction that I'm giving, di ba? But yeah, but for Mommy Kie kasi, we really have to have that line. Otherwise, you know, people will be confused.
Tama.
Di ba? Sino ba talagang susundin? Yeah. Sino ba talaga? Mm-hmm. Di ba? Right? So yeah, yun yung pinag-usapan naming dalawa.
So, umpisa pa lang, you guys established. Okay?
Yes.
Alam and natin, strengths mo.
Correct. And it was hard for me, It was hard for me to say that to my wife.
So, pinag-usapan nyo talaga siya? Or pinag-agrihan
nyo? Priority. I assume it was a priority.
Or like,
to,
naramdaman nyo na ganito talaga, ganito yung role natin. So,
yeah, oo. Kasi ano yan that happened one morning when I was walking. Hindi kasi ako, hindi ako mahilig magbasa. I'm an auditory learner. So, I'm listening while I was walking. And then yun nga, umabot dun sa part na yun. Na, you know, in terms of leadership, you really need to establish that line. Otherwise, people will be confused, di ba? So, imagine, pagbalik ko ng bahay, yun yung una kong binungad sa kanya na, ito dapat yung gawin natin, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi syempre, kinakabahan ako nun, di ba? Kasi baka sabihin, ikong buntaling kita siya. So, syempre, kinakabahan ako.
Ikong tanggalin kita.
Dito sa Mommy Kie, ako yung boss, di ba? ang higap, di ba? Higap sabihin ako. Pero, but you know, we have to really take that step. For nice. Us to really move forward.
Right.
So. Yeah, and it's also a learning ano din sa akin, learning process because in some of the organizations that I've been with, I handle the organization, I handle the teams, I handle people. So when it comes to our home, although just like we always try to agree to reach a consensus in all of our decisions. Meron kaming mga banters, exchanges of thoughts, ganyan, disagreements, pero at the end of the day, we have to be one with the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a learning experience for me to try to be a less alpha in a lot of situations. Because
step back a little.
Oh, because if I want to be a good leader, I also have to be a good follower.
Nice.
Yun. So, and even in our house naman, kahit parang feeling niya ako yung nagde-decide sa anong bibilhin, anong kailangan unahin, i-prioritize. pero tinatanong pa rin naman kita. 'Di ba? Yeah. Napakasarap pag sinasabi mong, 'di ba, masarap sa tenga mo pag ikaw nagsasabi ng yes or no. Pero hindi niya alam lahat ng mga nangyayari leading to the yes or no niya na stage ko na.
Na plano na. Set up pala.
Ngayon din pala yung ginagawa ko sa Mommy Key.
So bakit tayo mag-dive into the app, no? Like, let's talk about that. I just maybe one last kind of for our listeners, kasi I'm sure may mga listeners tayo who want to start a business and baka and I know, like, sarap din kasi siguro pangarap din ng mga tao na, di ba, what if you could start this business with your significant other, your wife, your partner, di ba? May advice ba kayo how to do it, like, in this kind of scenario, ganitong setup?
You start.
Yeah, well, ako, you know I don't think we are in the best position to give business advice, kasi to be honest, we've established ventures na hindi nag-prosper, right? Mm-hmm. We've opened stalls before sa food parks nung sikat yung food parks. No, but all of a sudden biglang, 'di ba, yung food parks industry biglang bumagsak, eh, 'di ba? Nagulat kami. So ano 'yun, 'di ba? So hindi yun naging profitable. And then we ventured into tech, no? Yung first baby namin, which is yun nga, Magnus Purchasing Solutions, it did not, well, you know, hindi siya na-release at all, right? And now this is the first app that we have, the first tech business that we have. Now we were able to launch. However, we don't have much traction yet. But, you know, if I'm going to give advice to people, you know, you just do it, di ba? So yung katulad nung ano, yung logo nung, yeah, Nike. Yung logo nung isang sapatos, di ba? Yun yung tagline, di ba? You just do it, no? So if you, kasi the difference between visionaries and successful entrepreneurs is if they pursue with a vision, di ba? And that's what we are doing. We are trying our best to pursue the vision, di ba? So yun. So ako, when God downloads to you something, you know, you have to think about it well and deep. We have to pray on it. And then if you really think that, you know, it's aligned with your personality, with your passion, with your faith, then, you know, just do it, di ba? Just do it. Even if there are a lot of people na makakasalamuhan ninyo dyan, that will discourage you to do that. Mm-hmm. Na, wag kang mag-dive into...
Kilala nyo na kung sino kayo, ha?
wag kang mag-dive agad into that. Pag-isipan mo muna, you have to do this, do that, and all. But, you know, at the end of the day, every founder's experience is different, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, and you know, right now we are doing the best we can to make this vision successful for us to be able to help pet owners, and you know, and we believe that this will prosper. Yeah,
I love how you started it and how you said, now we're humble enough to say that we're not yet, you know, the big names, successful entrepreneurs, but we're aspiring to be one.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Thank you. Kaya parang, and I think if there's also one thing that I can advise to couplepreneurs out there, and
like
aspiring
that term, that's the term.
Couplepreneurs. Diba? When we started all of the businesses that we ventured into, talagang ano kami, parang we made sure that we were on the same page. So, meaning, pag sinabi natin, papasukin natin to, talagang, ano to, ups or downs, magkasama tayo. May magawa tayong bad decision, may matalo tayong pera, mag-prosper to or hindi tayo magsisisihan.
Nice.
Kasi pareho natin tong decision. So, when we decided to start any of our ventures, we always make it to a point that we agree na isang team kami. So, ano man ang mangyari, ups and downs, matalo or hindi, malugi or mag-prosper, magsara or mag-continue, walang magsisisihan. As in, one kami, we're making the decision, we're deciding to step into that business as one. So, we will also be ending or continuing the business, growing the business as one. And I think it worked because when we did our first venture together, yung ating mga, diba, stalls, nung mga food stalls nun, and then nung nawala na yung kasagsagan nun ng mga food park, we had some losses, but since we decided ever since we started na we're doing this, we're one, we're a team, we'll decide as one, and during that time we'll be kind to ourselves, because when we decided things, we knew that we only decided based on the available information that we have.
Yeah.
So I think after noon, we felt na we can also be good business partners. Mm-hmm. And then nagsimula na nga yung iba-iba pa mga ventures na pinasok natin. So meron kaming maliit na accounting firm, meron ding mga maliit na consultancies, yeah. Tapos si MPS, may mga marami pa yun eh, marami pang iba-ibang apps na tsaka platforms na sinubukan naming gawin. And until we have Mommy Key, the Super Pet app, which we really feel that has the market and product fit, and yeah, something that we parang alam mo yung sa gut feel mo na alam mong, yeah, this is really something that could make a huge impact.
Right. Yeah. Uy, title zone. Yeah, so let's go. Let's go deep into Mommy Key app. No? Yeah.
Actually, ako may dalawang points pa. Okay. Bago tayo pumunta dyan. Oh, may dalawang points pa. Number, another tip, no? Na, you know, creating a startup is a commitment. You will really spend. Okay, you will really spend. Yes. So it's up to you how you control. Kasi kami, the challenge that we have is I am a finance guy. She's in the marketing partnerships development sector. Development, not the product software, development, not the software development, right? So meaning to say, we don't have that engineering prowess. Uh-uh. And that's where we spend. So that
you need to hire someone.
Yeah, we need to hire someone, and you know the people you trust also matters, right? So yun nga, so you know we trusted with freelancers first, but you know the timeline we're not met. Uh-uh. So we had to pull out, then transfer to another freelancer, uh-uh, then pull out, then transfer this time to a corporate setup na. Uh-uh. So you know yun yung mga pagdadaanan, no? You really will spend. No, but yun nga, I mean how much you will spend, it depends
on how you
strategize, no. And then the other one, the last point that I want to make.
Sorry, can you give an example dun sa sinabi niyang you really have to spend but you have to think about it as a couple. So, kami, of course, may anak kami, may pamilya kami, and meron pa kami, 'di ba? Parang although all of our siblings are already doing good, but we also want to give back, mm-hmm, to our parents, to our siblings. So, when we started this project, meron kaming budget. And then kapag may mga papasok na expenses for the startup, tinitingnan namin kakayanin ba ng budget natin. Mm. Kung hindi, then we have to make a way to earn more money that we can spend for that.
Hence the mga consultancies and all. So, kailangan namin ng other sources so for us to fund the business.
Oh, right? And I think since we really agreed to start on the same page, halimbawa may lumabas na billing. So sabi ko nga sa kanya, siguro kung wala tayong common understanding of what we're doing, parang iisipin ko na sana pala pinang staycation ko na lang to or pinang abroad, 'di ba? Bakit tayo nagsispend ng ganito para sa development? Yeah. Pero 'yun nga, parang dahil pareho nating gustong gawin.
May mga times na ma-frustrate ka. Uh-huh. Kasi iniisip nga namin, you know, if we haven't invested here, if we're not doing Mommy Key, we should have this amount in the bank already. Uh-huh. But you know, sabi nga ni ng friend ko si Steve Jobs.
Alam mo naman kasi sino si Steve.
And I quote, kasi syempre hindi ko alam yung exact na statement niya. But, you know, he said that, you know, for the money to go in, you have to let the money to go out for the money to go in. Okay? So sabi ko sa kanya, you know, the investments that we're doing right now, you know, it will go back tenfolds. We just have to be, you know, we just have to keep our faith. We have to believe in the vision and all, no? So, and then yung last point na gusto kong bitawan for aspiring entrepreneurs out there is, eto, guilty ako dito. Don't be in love with the idea.
Yeah.
Be open to pivots. No? Kasi ito yung sinasabi sa akin ni Pebbles na, don't be in love with the idea. Ganyan, pag sinasabi niya, naiinis lang ako eh. Lalo lang ako naiin love sa idea. So hindi ako, at first, I'm not open to pivot. So I am the kind of person na, before, na kung anong naisip ko, test mo na natin. Tas muna natin. Tingnan natin kung uubra, 'di ba? Kung hindi, 'di okay, sige, pivot tayo, 'di ba? Pero 'yun nga. So siya kasi may capacity siya to anticipate, no, na parang medyo tagilid, 'di ba? So to pivot tayo. And true enough, no? So later on, 'yun nga, magdi-deep dive tayo dun sa app and ano, maybe we can talk about nung nag-launch kami and also any features na hinighlight namin doon and what pivots did we do, no, and we are currently doing. So yeah, yon. So yeah, so don't be love with the idea, be open to pivots, because you know, as in the startup world, it's a world of pivots as well.
Yeah. So, and yeah, understand the people,
yeah,
and understand their pain point, yeah, so yes, that your product can really serve them.
Yeah.
Can I just comment on what they said? I disagree na bigla ka na pakinig. I disagree na sinasabi nyo kanina na you're not in the position to give advice for starting couplepreneurs. Parang nasa position kayo eh. For me ah, kasi
thank you.
Kasi ang dami yung pinagdaanan eh.
Thank you.
Nagkakakwentuhan tayo before, ano yung mga pinagdaanan nyo nung dating stage pa lang kayo. Tapos nandiyan na kayo ngayon. Mm. You experience failures, yun nga, sa unang venture nyo. And then, ngayon, nasa Mommy Key App na kayo. Mm. And it's doing good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really think na don't be shy to share advice to others. Kasi may pinagdaanan na kayo. Alam nyo na yung mga even failures man yan or success. Pwede nyo siyang i-share sa iba eh. And may mapupulot sila doon.
Yeah.
And super ganda rin sinabi ni Pebs kanina na walang sisihan, whatever happens. Kasi inano nyo rin yun nung kasal nyo, di ba?
Mm.
For better or for worse.
Yeah.
So, laki na nung ano. Saka, ang laki na nung bill sa inyo, ni experience, charge to experience. Yes, you can always share that to people.
Totoo.
Yeah. So, let's go straight into the app, no? Because we want to know more about Mommy Key app. How we may have people here listening who have pets or have family members of pets. Parang wala mo kilalang tao na walang at least nakapamilya.
Yun yung walang pet.
Yun yung hack eh. Parang that's your idea. Parang yes, di ba? When you're setting your target audience, your target market, minamap out niya and all.
Yeah.
Totoo, okay, pet owners. Pero technically, meron kayong default secondary market eh. Kasi technically, anyone at least knows someone right, who has a pet. So yeah, siguro if you guys wanted to walk us through what the app is about, like what as a listener, like how when they engage, ano bang pwede nilang pala when they use the app?
Sure. Yeah, so before that, i-dovetail ko lang yung sinabi mo, no, na halos lahat ng Pilipino may pets.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 7 out of 10 families have pets in the household.
Yeah.
Ganun kalaki yung market ng pets na to. And as a matter of fact, there are about 12 million, if you're just focusing on dogs, there are about 12 million dogs in the Philippines.
Registered
dogs in the Philippines owned by about 11.2 million dog owners. And this again, these are registered. Our dog is not registered.
Uy, meron, kinukuhaan ko na siya.
Oh, but not yet registered, right? So meaning to say, there are a lot of people who owns pets na hindi registered, right? So ganun kalaki yung
dog
market
pa lang.
Na to.
Dog pa lang. Hamster.
Cat, about 2 million people have cats, no? So pinakamalaki talaga yung dog market here.
Yeah.
Documented na cats pa yun.
Yeah, documented na
again,
cats pa yun.
Yeah. So give or take, sabi na natin 20 million, 15-20 million possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
And in the Philippines, and I think in the whole wide world, no, we really treat our pets as part of our family. To the point nga na kami nga, di ba, nung nawala si Mommy Kit, nag-iiyakan talaga kami. And whenever may papasok na bagong pet sa family namin, sa buhay namin, talagang pinag-iisipan talaga namin, ito bang bahay natin would be parang sufficient for that pet? Makakapag-enjoy ba siya? Makakatakbo-takbo ba siya? Kaya ba natin yung responsibilities natin sa kanya? Yung anak ba natin ready na para mag-alaga din ng pet? So maraming considerations. So we really make sure that we can take care of our pets because they're part of our family, or kung tawagin nga namin ni Jeff,
Pomili.
Right. Sabi ko sa'yo, yung dal-dal natin.
So I'm a pet owner. I'm a pet owner. What can I do?
okay, with the app. Right. So yeah, so Mommy Key, the Super Pet app, is a one-stop mobile app for all pet needs from birth to rebirth. When we say birth to rebirth, you can get anything you need. Pet shops, veterinarians, groomers, breeders, trainers, sitters, even funeral service for pets in the unfortunate need of one, no. But so yeah, so with Mommy Key kasi, we have identified pain points. And there are three pain points that we have identified, right? So first, yeah, you want to share the pain points?
Yeah, so I think yung first pain point na nabanggit niya, since this is a one-stop shop, we really wanted to create a marketplace for products and services. So everything that you need, it's there. And then for our fellow merchants, kasi meron din nga kaming maliit na pet shop together with our sister and brother-in-law, we really want to make sure na fair din at saka kakayanin ng mga, 'di ba, mga SMEs yung magiging overall charge doon sa marketplace. So apart from that, we also want to make use of that marketplace as a tool for us to help NGOs, 'di ba, nabanggit nga namin kanina. So this is one of the pain point and solution that we thought of. But when we did our market research and customer discovery, and actually, when we further, diba, thought about it, yung mga realization namin also led to us identifying the second pain point, which is, ang hirap mag-consolidate ng pet information at pet records. Yeah. It's very manual. Mm-hmm. At nung dinadala na namin yung mga pet namin sa vets, minsan kasi parang hindi parehong vet yung nadadalhan namin eh. Ang hirap i-gather lahat ng documents.
Yeah. Actually, may so, dala akong preps na taga.
Sige, let's show.
Ayan. So, ito yung pet passport ni
Moki.
So, ito yung pet health card niya. Oo. Tapos, nung nadala namin siya sa ibang pet kasi emergency, wala yung kanyang vet. Ito, stinapler lang ng post-it yung ano. Stinapler lang yung ano.
Looks familiar, guys.
Yan.
Pet book to. Pet book. Right. And this is how a manual pet book looks like.
Mm-mm.
So, our campaign right now is, you know, we really want to help pet owners to digitalize their pet records. No? Kasi imagine, earlier this morning, I was creating the profile of our pet, Moki. No? And, you know, litong-lito ako dito. Litong-lito ako i-migrate siya into the digital platform. Simply because it's not organized. Look at this, di ba?
Daming papeseta. Mawala, hanginin lang ng isang ano yan.
Reseta, and then you have informations here.
Yeah.
May mga stickers, right? Yung mga vaccine na na-take and all, no? So lahat to, magagawa nyo dun sa Mommy Key, wow, the Super Pet app, via the profile, which is yun yung focus namin right now, no? So ang isa pang napansin ko dito is, hindi kumpleto, no? So during that time, when we got Moki, no? We adopted Moki from a breeder.
Mm-hmm.
No? So dinala namin siya sa veterinarian. Before we went there, tumawag kami, no? Sabi ko, ang tanong lang namin is, magkano ang anti-rabies vaccine? So sinabi nila sa amin, 450 pesos. Okay, sige, punta ako dyan. You know, when we went there, the first thing na sinabi ng vet is, maputla yung dog nyo. Sabi, sige, check ko ha. Check ko yung katawan. Ang hinawakan, malnourished siya. Diba? May mga ano ba? May mga ano ba to? Kuta yung mga gagapata. Sabi ko meron. Eh, ang sabi lang kasi nung breeder is, it's flea season. Pero natawa lang yung vet. Sabi niya, kahit na flea season, diba? You can control it. So, it turned out na kailangan niyang mag-blood test at binigyan siya ng vitamins kasi nga malnourished siya. Mm-hmm. So may iba pang medication na binigay. So we went to the veterinarian to have a anti-rabies vaccine for 450 pesos. We ended up spending 4,500 pesos yes, without the anti-rabies vaccine. And that kaya ko shinare yun is because that one is not here.
Okay.
So nung ginagawa ko kanina, sabi ko nga sa kanya, kung hindi ako yung nagdala kay Moki, hindi ko alam
hindi
yun.
Hindi mo malalagay.
Diba? So baka, you know, that is a medical record.
Oo.
That, you know, might be important.
Hindi documented.
And if ever na wala, hindi available yung vet mo, yeah, you have to transfer to another veterinarian. Hindi niya alam na may history na ganun, right? So yun yung sinasabi ko na oo nga, no? Ba, hindi ito kompleto. Now, another experience is, we brought Moki into another clinic. mm-hmm. because yung clinic na yun mas malapit kung nasan kami.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
So, alam mo kung paano na-update yung medical record? Wala siya dito. Ito siya, oh.
Papel na lang, pakita na lang. Post-it.
Post-it lang, hindi stapler.
Yeah, post-it na naka-stapler.
Kami na yung stapler kasi baka mawala.
Sad.
Nasulat kamay na may nakalagay dito na 300 plus 600 plus 250 pero hindi ko alam kung ano yun. So imagine, that's the reason why on our second pain point we really want to help the pet owners to digitalize their pet records and then afterwards you know you can throw this or you know you can laminate or whatever you preserve this but you know you won't worry anymore of losing the essential records of your pets. Tapos yung kanina, di sabi ko, sige gusto kong chinat ko yung kapatid ko. Sabi ko sa kanya, pwede mo bang ipadala sa akin yung pet book ni Ango? Ango yung pangalan ng pug nila. So Ango, syempre Pangu yung asa, di ba? Sabi niya bakit mo kailangan? Sabi ko gagawan ko ng profile. Bago maipakita ko dun sa kay Nix and kay Kelvin nga na as a sample. No? Alam mo sabi niya sa akin, nawawala namin yung pet book eh.
No.
Hahanapin ko pa. Oh, 'di ba? So you know that validates it. That validates the need for digitalizing this. Hence the second.
So wala pang ganun talaga. I mean, apart from what you guys are trying
there are software as a service for vets.
Yeah,
and available. Then you'll be able to get I think pwede kang gumamit ng parang app or
ang entry point nila basically is the vets.
Pero hindi siya consumer facing .
Hindi siya consumer facing. Yes. So kami kasi consumer facing. We are seeing some new apps which is lumalabas right now na some are similar to a portion of what we're doing. But not the entirety of it. Right. So kumbaga their pipeline yung direction nila, we don't know if it will end up the same as us, no. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the market is too big for one player anyway, you know. So and we are we are of course we are doing this because we also want to be successful in this in this industry, but mostly because we want to help pet owners. And profit will come after.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some na lumalabas-labas na bago, but yeah.
Oh, we even received a video from Pat of Sprout Solutions. Pinapakita niya, dinidikit niya dun sa pet book.
Silang dalawa ni Alex, bro.
Diba ginugupit nila, dinidikit nila sa pet book yung mga prescriptions para hindi mawala.
So imagine in that video, sabi ni Pat Joff, this is what I'm telling you, if you're gonna do this, this would be good, diba? While they are cutting and pasting the vaccination record doon sa to their pet books.
That's
right.
Rough.
So imagine. So yeah.
And then the third one is
we've been talking to a lot of pet parents. So yung as in we did surveys, interviews.
Pet parents and potential.
Can I just say parents.
Parents. So we've been talking to a lot of parents and we've been learning a lot about their pain points and aspirations. But we also got the chance to speak with aspiring parents. And pet parents kasi yung iba gusto nila fish ganyan, di ba? So when we talked to them, yung third pain point was paano yun kung gusto kong mag-alaga ng aso or kung nagsisimula pa lang akong mag-alaga or kung meron akong mga burning question in mind about my pet, saan ako tatakbo? Sining pupuntahan ko? Sining kakausapin ko? Eh, hindi naman ako makakapunta agad sa vet para mag-consult. Or hindi naman ako, parang mag-search nga ako online pero hindi ko naman sure kung ano to, diba? Yeah. Valid to. So, dun pumapasok yung third pain point, which is there's really low confidence among aspiring and pet parents because they lack the proper knowledge on pet.
So the third pain point that we identified is the pet intelligence.
Parang napiyok ako dun sa they lack the proper knowledge in pet care.
So before we started this session, Nix, you mentioned earlier na yung mga gustong maging parent, magagamit ba yung app mo or yung may pet lang? So ito yung sagot doon. No? So they can. No. So of course, tayo actually lahat ng tao sa mundo, right, when they want to discover something, when they want to learn something, they go to Mr. Google. Yeah, and you know, and they basically get everything out of it, right? So the difference with the pet intelligence is it is not just it is not just general knowledge. We are also gonna be highlighting community driven blogs or the actual, you know, actual experience of parents or and pet owners, right? So you know, kasi, you know, every parent's experience is different, right? So halimbawa ako may Yorkie, ako may Yorkie ka, pero yung Yorkie mo mahilig sa chicken liver, yung Yorkie ko mahilig sa yung mga dog food, right?
Yung Yorkie natin mapili sa pagkain.
Oh, yung Yorkie namin mapili sa pagkain. Dude, mas iniisipan namin kung anong kakainin niya kaysa anong kakainin namin.
Oh, sa totoo lang.
Yeah. Oh, so yun. So, 'di ba? So if you read articles, if you read materials about that, then you get ano, 'di ba? You get educated, right? Kasi you can also see the person yung pinakamalapit dun sa personality mo.
Right.
'Di ba? So yun eh. Yun yung sa third pain point na na-identify namin. So just to recap, first is an online marketplace for all pet needs from birth to rebirth. Second is digitalizing the pet records or POFile. And then third is more of pet care knowledge or
knowledge,
pet intelligence.
Sure. Yeah. Nice.
So and all of these three makes Mommy Key the Super Pet app your super partner pet in pet care.
Nice. Yung POFile, no? I guess we can just in the video version of this, we can roll it how it looks like, no? How it looks like. Very awesome. May question lang ako. Medyo sesegue lang akong maano dito. So si POFile, is your intention for the POFile to just be vaccine niya, ito yung ano, or pwede bang gawin ng mga users na ito yung mga cute pictures ng pet ko? Like, kasi diba, parang these days, flex na din eh. Parang the pets have their own social media profiles sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes, you know.
Ganun ba ang vision?
Yes. Actually, when you go to the profile, hindi lang health records.
Before sabihin ni Pebbles yan, this, so, the goal for this app is this is everything about pets. Okay? Mm. And that includes the social aspect of it. Okay, go ahead.
So, when you go to the profile, hindi lang yung pet health record, everything, anything about your pet, you can input there. From birthday, kung meron bang special needs yung pet mo,
actually,
kung meron bang special marks.
Actually,
abot
ko
yung
cellphone sa inyo, for you to experience the profile.
This is just the first batch of
that's a profile of
features and modules that we have. Even the family tree, you can input. We also have there a gallery for the photos of your pets, milestones.
Yeah.
Nandiyan din. Yeah. And then may shareable function siya.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Para siyang 201 file lang pa, bro.
pero ikaw, like now, like when in your experience, sorry for those who are just listening. So Kelvin's looking at the profile.
Sorry.
What's the user experience feeling like? As ikaw, pet, you're a pet owner, so okay ba yung for you?
Yeah, super helpful nito. Parang nga siya, kung alam yung 201 file.
201 file.
Mga HR dyan. Nakagamit na kayo ng mga HR system. Ganto siya, parang siyang 201 file na para sa alaga.
Yeah, ikwento pa natin ng konti.
Lagyan natin TIN.
No?
Baka may TIN din yung pet.
Walang TIN, but may identification number. Kasi di ba, when you register your pet, there is an identification number. So yeah, so in the profile also, there are a lot of things that you can do. You can set the feeding schedule. You can set the grooming schedule. You can monitor the food replenishments. Everything you can do.
Wait. So are you saying na kunwari may trip kayo out of town and then you hired that? You can just share that and makita nila yung feeding schedule?
Yes. It's two things.
Guys, ah.
Yeah.
It's okay, two things. Number one, you can book a sitter from the app. And then number two, you can share the profile of your pet to the sitter.
Para alam na nila, di ba? Like, easy on board. Wow, okay. Ganda nun. Parang gusto ko bigla magka-pet tuloy. Para lang ma-flex. Okay lang. Magka-travel ako. Hindi. Busog yung pet ko.
Yeah. But not that one, the pet sitter. It's it's in the pipe, but it's not yet available right now. So baka bigla niyong hanapin sa app. No? So wala pa siya. We are doing this in phases, right?
Yeah.
Guys, this is a really huge vision. Really huge thing for the pet world. So yeah.
Pero
so,
that's another. You're in some ways you're creating job opportunities also.
Yes.
Kasi sa US, 'di ba? Sa outside of the Philippines, common na yan pet sitter.
Yes.
Singapore.
Pet sitter, pet walker.
Yeah. So dito, I think the only reason na wala kasi walang opportunity like that. Someone needs to create it, so you guys will create it.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, marami pa kami nasa pipe. Ang kulang na lang talaga budget. Yeah.
Plus, ano, plus trust issues, no? So the reason why there is not a lot of pet sitters here in the Philippines is because of trust issues. Because you want, you ano, when you book or hire a pet sitter, your pets are at home, right? So, pinapapasok nyo sa bahay, of course, ingat kayo, right? That's the reason why in the Philippines, masikat ang pet hotel. So they just leave their pets there. Leave their pets there. But the same thing, you can book the hotel from the app, and then you can share the ano, the profile of your pet's feeding schedule, ano yung allergies niya, so that you know people will know ano yung iiwasan, right? So yeah, so you can easily share that via the profile.
Yeah, and imagine if you're traveling already, this is also part of our vision. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-fill up ng madaming form.
Yeah.
Ipapakita mo na lang or i-share mo na lang doon sa port yung...
Less na iisipin mo pag nagtitravel ka, di ba?
Yeah.
Ganda nung ano ah. Like, sorry na ano din ako doon sa... Na-stuck ako doon sa pwedeng magkaroon ng parang pet sitter, pet or...
Yeah.
Kasi you're... Parang you, in some ways, you guys will be able to contribute to the, yun nga, the booming gig economy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pwede yun, di ba? Mga teenager, mga estudyante na magaling sa pwede, di ba? Gusto nilang pang ano, sign up sila sa app. Yeah, yeah, super powerful. Ganda.
Lawak. Baka mamaya may recruitment na din dyan.
Actually, marami kaming naka-pipeline. Ang ano lang talaga is prioritization given that, of course, we have a limited budget.
Limited funding,
ano.
Yeah.
And right now, the only person in the team, there's just, how many? 3 of us.
Yeah.
Joff, me, and our one cousin. Yeah. One cousin who's working on this.
Is your cousin the developer?
No,
she's helping us with business development.
And partnerships, yeah.
Oo. Right. Pero yung development in-outsource namin. Yeah.
Speaking of funding, I guess you guys did join the final pitch.
Yep.
For those who are listening and are not sure, no, that's kind of pwedeng sabihin na Shark Tank version na Philippines.
Yeah.
Shark.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we can quickly just share that experience. Sa pagsalang niyo doon, did you guys like ayaw kong mag-spoil kayo nung magsabi, like, you ended up getting a mentor, did you end up getting some funding?
Yeah, we auditioned for that, and I think talagang strenuous din yung ano nila niyo, screening process, kasi ilan yung nag-participate, ilan yung nag-submit? Hundreds?
I don't know how many sa ano,
hundreds,
submitted
definitely.
But yeah, but yung mga nag-pitch was about 20 teams.
Oo, parang from 20 to 25 teams na nag-pitch, sasalain pa nila kasi si investor judges, mamimili sila ng magiging finalists / winner kasi definitely may i-offer sila.
Actually, yung platform na mas kamukha niya, it's more of The Voice kesa Shark Tank. Yeah, oo. Kasi pag inikutan ka nung judge, yun yung ano, mapupunta ka sa next stage. Oh, eh. So,
oo, totoo yun. So, bago kami pumasok, inaral namin sino ba yung mga judges at ano ba yung mga pwedeng maging strategic partnerships with them. So, meron na kaming mga iniisip na pwede naming i-highlight sa presentation para makiliti din yung mga judges. But when we really joined that, we were really after the exposure because first, it's a national television program, diba?
Na free.
Yeah, for free. Secondly, you'll be able to meet like-minded individuals who are also in the startup and entrepreneurial space. And thirdly, you will meet possible mentors and supporters. And I think we were, di ba, we were correct all along of those ideas because we ended up having all those three objectives. Wow. So parang kami nga, kung merong mai-offer sa atin, kung mabigyan tayo ng funding during that time. But it's just us, no? Winner pa rin tayo kasi yung tatlong objectives namin when we started, parang in the first place, na meet. Pero of course, sabi namin, kung mabibigyan tayo ng pera, why not? Open arms.
Yeah, oh. Shout out kay John and Monica.
Yeah,
Aguilar.
Thank you very much.
The entire team ng
final pitch.
Yeah.
So, we presented the first round of presentation. We presented to the judges. Actually, yung first pitch namin, hindi pa gumana yung video namin. Oh, yung mga font pa ng presentation na sira-sira. But of course, the show must go on. And we were happy about the presentation. Yeah. But we were parang prayerful din at the same time na sana merong makakita ng value nung aming startup.
Diba ako mga 70-30, no? So kasi sabi ko sa kanya, you know, I think ano, I could have done better. Kasi sobrang kaba. Alam mo, this is the first nationwide television exposure that we're getting, right? And you know, that's also not live, eh? Recorded siya, right? Pero you know, when you entered that ano, that stage, there are just a few people, the investor judges, John and Monica, and then the staff and yes, crew, right? Pero you know, the fact that there are a lot of cameras, parang nerve-wracking siya, eh. So parang alam mo yun,
babaliin niya na yung kamay ko, ipapasok pa lang kami. Yeah.
Napanood ko yung interview niya, para sabi na nanginginig ka na, diba? Yeah.
Kasi sobrang lamig, eh. The venue was in Okada. So sobrang lamig sa backstage, no? So syempre may call time, right? So we were there in the morning. Sasalang kami ng lunchtime. So nung umaga, di okay, practice kami ganyan. So ano, we are pumped. Oh, sige, okay na, game tayo, game na, ano, ready na tayo ganyan. So syempre may mga nauna na sumalang, no. So nung kami na, so yung katawan ko sobrang nanginginig na talaga, pero it's because of the lamig sa likod.
Pero sabi ko sa kanya, it's also the nerves.
The nerves na. Then, yeah. And yun to the extent na pinapasok ko na yung arms ko sa t-shirt ko. Tapos hindi na ako, nagpa-practice kami, hindi na ako makapagsalita ng dere-derecho. Tapos biglang lumapit yung ano, yung staff na, sabi, kayo na. Sabi ko, oh shucks, patay. So yun, true enough, pagdating namin doon, stage, parang, alam mo yun, nakatayo ka na you are trying to stand still. Pero nanginginig yung buong katawan mo, you know, so, sa kaba, tay, ihi ka na hindi mo mas, na hindi mo maramda, na hindi mo ma-explain talaga, yeah, na ewan. Yeah, but yeah, that's ano, yun yung experience.
But it's worth it.
Yes. Super so kung kinakabahan na kami nung elimination pa lang, what more nung announcement, yeah, ng mga pasok sa, yeah, next round? Yeah, yeah.
And you guys made it.
Yes, we did. Pero grabe yung kaba niya, mas lalo. Mm-hmm. Kasi para kaming, alam mo, naka-firing range na.
Okay.
Na. Tapos tatawagin kayo isa-isa. Yeah. So parang, sabi ko, yung kamay ko, nakailang siguro kung nabali yung kamay ko, nakatatlong bali siguro. Yeah.
And there were just
experience.
6 judges kasi. So imagine, they cannot, may limit lang yung ipipick nila.
Right.
Right. So yun, kaya nakakaba. And they can pick, ano, kumbaga yung, kung may napin, nababa, isang team, kami napili na, pwede kaming piliin din ng isang judge. So meaning to say, not everyone talaga has the ano,
has the chance
to be selected, kasi may mga redundant na pick, eh, na, mm-hmm, na naka-count pa din dun sa pick nila. Kaya sobrang kaba. Kaya nung nakatayo kami doon, naghihintay kami ng announcement kung mapipili kami or not. Di ako na kinakabahan ako, kapit ko sa kanya. Tapos parang napansin niya nung break na tulala ako. Sabi niya sa akin, huwag kang kabahan, okay lang yan. Sabi ko sa kanya, hindi ako kinakabahan, nagbibilang ako kung ilan pa yung slots na available. Yeah.
Ako naman, sabi ko sa kanya, ang iniisip ko naman, paano tayo, pag tinawag tayo, saan tayo dadaan? So, minamanifest ko, kasi may mga nasa harap pa namin, paano tayo dadaan? And then, thank God, tinawag kami, dalawang investor judges yung pumili.
Sa amin. Yeah,
so, ano, agad.
Oo, parang, thank you, Lord.
Wait, pagka napili ka, goods na yun.
Yeah,
sure,
goods
na.
Na.
Yeah. Sure na yun.
Yun yung setup actually. From the pre-pitch, from the initial pitch, pag napili ka to final pitch, you are a winner na.
Ito
so,
ba?
Wala, hindi siya winner takes all something.
Right,
eh. So,
right. Yeah. Basta marami.
Basta mapasok ka.
So you guys submitted. 9 kami. Yes, we submitted.
May
yes.
Application
yes.
process.
Yes.
And all.
But
of course, there's an organization who helped us also hack it. TechShake, shout out kila Phoebe, kila Kotaro. So there are organizations kasi who are helping us in exposing us with this ano, with these events.
Uh-huh.
And they are very instrumental in us getting there. Plus of course the concept, right? They like the concept. So yeah.
Yeah, so when we were chosen, no, meron pang yun nga, yung final pitch na, meron pang ganun. So that is the only time where you will hear the judges' offers.
Mm-mm.
So
yeah.
Doon ka rin magsasabi if you will accept the offers or not. And we were actually very thankful for the offers. And most of them are partnerships and mentorships. So part din pala ng buong journey, may mentorship din kayo talaga with the investor judges.
So until today, you guys are in touch with them and they're helping you.
Yes,
we still haven't gotten funding externally aside from our angel investors who are close family and friends. Mm-hmm. So not yet. So we have not gotten any investments yet. But
you're actively raising also.
Yes, we are.
Passively. science.
Actively racing, yes.
We're actively racing because we're joining a lot of competitions.
Yes. Invest ata, Cinex.
Oh, basta, padala lang nagpadala ng, ano, ng mga submissions sa mga contests.
Yeah.
At saka nakakatawa din. And I think, ano, I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our angel investors. Kasi yun yung mga unang naniwala talaga sa amin, mga kaibigan namin na, sige, mag-aabot kami ng ganito. Kasi kahit, di ba, pa 30,000,
100,000,
pag pinagsama-sama mo, ang laking bagay. Sorry,
nireject nyo ba yung offer? Final pitch?
No, no.
We accepted. Yeah. All of them.
Yes. Well, you know, the offers.
Kasi, sige, sige.
Yeah. Sa amin kasi, the offers were partnerships. So it's not funding, it's partnerships, which is, you know, equally valuable.
But what anong asking nyo nung pumunta kayo?
We are raising $100,000 for 10% equity.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Pero for me, like, yung partnerships, I mean, ayaw kong magsalita, tapos hindi ko naman obviously alam yung partnership, pero like, at some point, diba, if it goes well, like, they would maybe be part of the next round or something. Like, those things are possibilities.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's as good as,
like, for example, with Brian Polia Manzares, Pantheon Holdings, right now they're helping us with
the focus.
With the focus, with marketing. They're providing that mentorship, that other lens for us. And then they're also helping us with investor relations.
Yeah.
So,
at the same time,
they're
also an investment house. No, so you know, if we have. Maybe if we show them traction, then they make interested, right? So,
and then, for example, another company, Etika Philippines, si Sir Rico Bautista, has been really very generous. Whenever we have questions, sasagot talaga siya, magsha-share siya ng kanyang mga nuggets of wisdom. Plus, they're also providing us partnership for their pet insurance, and they actually given us insurance coverages. So nag-provide sila.
Speaking of,
ay sorry, pwede bang nag-name drop kami?
Okay lang yan. Okay.
Sa inyo okay lang. Sa atin okay lang naman.
Okay lang.
Yeah.
Speaking of traction, download nyo yung Mommy Key app, no? That's
yes!
Mommy KI. So, can you guys tell them what, how to find it?
Yes.
Find it?
Please download Mommy KI, the super pet app. Nasa Play Store and nasa iOS, nasa App Store na. You just have to find it there, and then once you download it into your mobile phone, you'll be able to enjoy the features and the benefits of the mobile app to help you take care of your pets better.
Gumawa na kayo ng profile for your pets, kasi nga si Taylor Swift mas malaki pa pala yung net worth ng cats niya. Taylor Swift, cats net worth, Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey, richer than her ex-boyfriends.
si Olivia, si Meredith, tapos yung isa si Benjamin Button. Oh, nakakatawa.
Mag-imposa na lang
pwede ba yan? Like, pero what's your take on that? Obviously not everyone's gonna be Taylor Swift, pero like, there's that is that something you guys prioritize up na parang you humanize your pets in some way?
Yes.
Actually, you know, we've met a lot of people. We've met a lot of pet owners, and we just recently we knew someone who owns 33 cats.
Saan niya nilalagay?
Imagine how much is the spending per month.
Right? Yes.
So, yung isa naman na pinuntahan namin sa potential investor, pinuntahan namin sa may Ongpin area. He owns 5 cats. And he was very straightforward telling us that, you know, I spend 30,000 per month for all of the cats just for food.
How much, sorry?
30,000 a month. For 5 cats, just for food. No veterinarians, no grooming, food. And they have their own room in the condominium.
For their cats. Ganun ka-pampered.
In our survey, pet owners are spending about 3,300 per pet per month.
And for food and treats alone.
Low-end pa siguro yun.
Yes. Tama. Mm. Low-end yun. So, itong survey namin also showed that pet owners owns about 4 pets in a household.
Oh,
talaga? So imagine 3,300 per pet per month.
Times 4.
That's about 13,000.
Pao na yun eh.
Yeah. Even more expensive, and then
actually,
right?
That's the minimum wage. For office based.
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
But you know, that amount that you spend for your pet, yung comfort and I think mental health is also another important topic, no? That comfort and, you know, that bond and that sense of, alam mo yung relief and healing power of pets. Mm-hmm. Parang hindi mo maata makukwenta yun.
Yeah, personal experience ko every time no nasa ano pa tayo, layo ng office natin eh, no? Every time uuwi ako, pagod ako eh. Pero pagdating ko sa bahay,
ang unang sasalubong,
nag-ano ano pa yung buntot ng aso.
Sobrang excited pa, di ba?
You know, kasi you know, you don't treat pets as animals. Eh. You treat them as a baby, as a human baby.
Yun na nga yung tawag eh. Di ba? Like baby ko. Yung ganun eh.
Oh, yung anak namin, baby niya yung pet namin.
Yeah, when you go to the mall, anong laman ng stroller? Baby ba o pet?
Dati na tataan, nagugulat na nga ako nung parang nausap. Parang hindi naman kasi siya. Nung early 2000s, di naman. Pero lately, magulat ka. Parang, uy! Biglang kakahol sa'yo.
Diba? Dami na nga yung ano, aso sa mall.
Correct. Diba? And how much does that stroller cost? 8K? 5K?
And they can buy that also sa inyo?
Yeah, yes. Anything nice. They can. Yes.
And of course, pwede kasing maraming, di ba, there's a debate na grabe, extravagant yung paggastos sa mga pet, pero ang daming nangangailangan. But it's also a choice that, you know, pet parent and people make because these pets, they add value. They provide measure. That you really cannot measure.
If you can afford it naman, ano eh.
Ako, I want to share something. Yung isa naming kabatchmate sa Final Pitch, si Derek Mark Bailey. Shout out Derek Mark and Vince Milo Vince. Team. So, ano, nakwento nila sa amin, no? Nandito sila, nasa isang mall sila during that time, si Derek Mark. And ano, nasa isang pet shop sa mall. No? So, huwag na natin pangalanan yung pet shop. But nasa isang pet shop siya sa mall. Tapos may mga dumating na mga ano na mga Gen Z na pet owners. So
shout out Gen Z.
So ikot sila dun sa shop. Ganyan. Uy, I think ano, let's just use Smokey, no, as an example. I think Smokey will like this pack. Lagay sa basket. Uy, Smokey will like this pack. Pagdating nila sa cashier, 150k.
What the fuck?
The Gen Z, ah, Gen Z to.
150k. So, you know, unconscious buying eh, di ba talaga? When you
emotional.
Tama ba? Emotional and also irrational na. Kasi you're, maanak mo eh, mahal mo eh, di ba?
I'd like to use the word emotional.
Oo eh.
Kasi gagawin mo ng ano, reasoning eh.
Para you'll rationalize it. Sakto. Actually, hindi kasi marami rin tayong Gen Z na listeners. Eh. Nakikita ko kasi yan. Nakikita namin yan sa stats. No? So, kayo pa, dami nyo palang pera. Padala naman kayo dito.
Sa mami key na lang. Sa mami key, please.
Sir, step back lang ako sa app and sa company.
Yeah.
Well, di ko na pwede tanongin this year since patapos na. Anong mga plano nyo for next year?
Yeah, what's next?
Yun, so maybe before we answer that, no, kasi pinlog kanina ni Pebbles na, you know, and ni Nix na you download the app from App Store and Google Play, no. So, just a quick story. So, last February 2023, we launched the MVP version of the app. And we
MVP
were ano,
is?
Yeah, most minimum viable product. So minimum viable product. But during that time, we featured the marketplace, yung pet shop module. Mm-hmm. And then we have a very, very basic profile wherein you can just input the name, the birthday, the vaccination schedule, vaccination date, and the next vaccination date. No, so magpa-prompt yung app sa inyo pagka, depending on the next vaccination date na nilagay ninyo. And then, that's it. So mainly featuring pet shop and profile. So, talking about pivots na minensyon namin sa inyo kanina. So, we are doing a pivot this year. Mm-hmm. And to also to answer your question, we're doing a pivot this year focusing on the digital pet records. No, so, yun lang. So, just to manage your expectation, when you download the app right now, the profile version that you're gonna get there is the basic one. The one that I showed to Nix and Kelvin earlier, that's the more comprehensive, more detailed version, and it will be available within
latter
maybe
part of the year.
Well, actually, I'm gonna say na within the first second week ng November, it's
wait,
available.
So actually, that's around the time they'll be, when you hear this, most probably that's the version.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's when this episode is released, that's mostly the time na available na yung yung profile na mas comprehensive.
The super profile.
Yeah, the super profile. Yes.
Nice.
So yeah. So yeah, to answer your question, this year that's what we're doing. We're focusing on the Digitalize Your Pet Records campaign wherein we help pet owners or parents to digitalize their pet records and, you know, get rid of this.
Sobrang ano yan. Sobrang gandang use case nun.
Punitin mo na yan.
Huwag naman.
Mamaya, kasi may ano pa, may dalawa pa akong hindi na-capture kasi hindi ko alam.
Uy, pwede kayong gumawa ng marketing kape. Alam mo yung kay Bonifacio, punitin ang mga setol. Punitin ang mga records. Mommy key profile. So this has been great. No? Ang dami namin natutunan. And I'm sure our listeners who have pets. And again, like we said, kahit nga wala kang pet, imposible yung wala kang kilala. Pero may last question lang ako. Na-mention kasi off-cam, no? Before we hopped onto the pod, na-mention nyo na pwede ka mag-adopt ng pets here.
Yeah.
What are the limitations? Obviously, for sure, diba? Dog and cat. Ano pa yung mga pwede? Like, kasi ako like, pangarap ko talaga magkaroon ng capybara eh. Pwede ba yun? Mga ganong, yung mga extreme or wala? Well, mga ano lang ba? Mga,
you have to check the Animal Welfare Act.
Okay, ganun pala.
You know, there are some certifications that you need for some types of pets for you to before you own it, no, but the mommy
key, and even before you sell it,
so you have to make sure na yung mga merchants din or mga breeders na on board sa app has their certifications, kasi at the end of the day mommy key is a platform while we want to do everything to vet everyone. There are times na baka may makalusot pa din,
right.
so you know, the pet owner or potential pet owner should also be responsible, since you know this is a commitment, right? So you have to be responsible to check and vet kung yung merchant is legit, no? So but to answer your question, while our logo is a dog, we cater to all pet types in the animal kingdom. Okay. It can be dog, cat, bird, fish, hamster, snake, iguana, snake, reptiles. Yeah
Whoa!
Yes. Actually, we are in connection with Credible Pythons, right? The event where we launched the MVP version of the app was called Animal Con, and actually exotic animals talaga siya na inopen nila to all types of animals. So may mga doon bumisita yung anak ni Pat doon kasi mahilig sa snakes yung anak ni Pat. And si Pat din, the CEO of Sprout. So doon, so may mga snakes, may mga spiders, may mga exotic birds, and the expensive French bully.
400,000. Pati.
Who knows?
So siguro like in the future daw pwede mag expand and
yes.
Sorry, just also to add to that, no. So we are the app is very agnostic and it's open to both yun nga the NGOs. We want to help the NGOs to rehome the pets on their possession quicker. And it's at no cost to them. Mm-hmm. We are doing this for free for them. And we are also open to those breeders naman who are are doing breeding, pet breeding
as part of their livelihood. Trying to find the right balance of our
full circle, diba? Ganda. Do you have any last question?
Naantay ko lang kailan lalabas yung parang Tinder version ng pet.
Oh my gosh, that's part of, di ba? That's part of the social aspect.
Alam niyo na.
Sabi ko sa kanya, malapit na tayong mag-swipe left, swipe right.
Pero guys, para yung para sa pet nyo, hindi kayo makain. Crazy ideas
siya. Pet lang, hindi po organs.
Kasi may isang ayoko na. Lagi ko nung nababanggit, ayoko na siya baggitin yung tao na naging aso na. Yung tao siya na nagpa-change siya, naging dog na siya.
Gumastos siya.
Yung familiar doon.
Hindi namin nakikita.
Pangatlong beses ka na nababanggit, ayusin mo sarili mo. So guys, thank you so much. This has been great. Thank you for coming to the Tidal Zone podcast. We learned a lot from you guys. Thank you for sharing your journey. Yeah. Is there maybe one last thing that you wanted to share? The floor is yours.
From my end, first, I'd like to again invite everybody to download Mommy Key, the Super Pet app, your partner in pet care. Yeah. You can download us from the App Store and from Google Play Store. And we really hope that we can help you take care of your pets better. Mm-hmm. This is a passion project that is now a serious venture for the both of us. We put our heart, our soul, our money, and everything that we have into the app because we really want to be part of your family and we really want to be of service to the pet community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one last thing for me, I just want to highlight what Pebble said, na we are your partner in pet care. We don't just sell products. We don't just sell service. We don't just sell pets. We really want to partner with you in taking care of your pets. That's the main differentiator that we have with the other e-commerce marketplaces out there.
Yeah, so maaasahan nyo. And if may questions sila, they can reach out to the Mommy Key pages.
Yes, sure. Yes, definitely. Yes.
So make sure to follow that. We'll link that also. Nice. All right. Mukhang daming daming exciting things. But yeah, that has been it for today's episode of Tidal Zone, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. Make sure to follow this podcast on Spotify and give us your 5-star rating kasi alam niyo na kailangan namin yan. Kailangan namin yan. Pataas tayo ng pataas. Huwag niyo kami ilalaglag
thank
na naman.
You, thank
so, hati pa ilang pag kami nilalaglag niyo. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank
this has been
you.
Great.
Thank you so much.
See you guys next week.
Yeah, bye. Follow Tidal Zone. Bye!